So here's a cutting edge update. It's dated September 18th, 2024. I grabbed a paragraph, but the point of it was not that the current news, but the future news. Southbound on-ramp at Cabrillo Boulevard, part of the project, assuming we receive funding in June of 2025 and design is complete at the end of 2025, construction is planned to start in the spring of 2026. This is the southbound on-ramp at Cabrillo Boulevard. Caltrans closed that and created a mess on Coast Village Road because everybody was driving to go southbound at Olive Mill Road. And the rumor was is that they were angry at Montecito. Probably not true, because they were basically ones that stopped the 101 expansion in the 90s, when it would have been done by now. So, assuming they receive funding in June 2025, construction will start spring of 2026. Bridges, ramps will take 2 years. So by the summer of 2028, the Cabrillo southbound on-ramp will be available. And I think I told you once I was at a local bar and this 84-year-old woman said, you know, I don't want to live forever. I just want to live long enough to see the three lanes finished on the 101 and add this this southbound to your list. Landlord Redlands, Jeff, a buddy of mine, has been on program periodically. He basically doesn't do a lot of emails, but he sent me this long email. He said he had kind of a metaphor Christmas story, but it's such a long story. I don't know if I can cut it short. This is a landlord, 28 units, who, by the way, is getting out of the business, selling his buildings and going into corporate-owned entities where he doesn't have to manage and worry about toilets backing up. You know, another small-time landlord packing it in. I had a huge day on Wednesday. I helped my daughter and son-in-law pick up the kids. They have three kids. Wonderful tradition. They helped me pick out Christmas cards, and he puts them all in the front doors of his tenants, even the Jewish ones. No, I don't know about that. I'll have to ask him about that. Even the sixplex that he just sold, he was no longer the owner. He still gave them Christmas cards. So obviously, this is December 2024. I don't have a date on it. And he had another building. He has a backup on another building that's in escrow. So he's picking up one of his grandsons. He got a call from his gardener saying there were trouble with the water heaters at this one property. So he took his grandson. They go take a look. They only have a half hour before he has to pick up the other two grandchildren. It's a big vent pipe, heavy, old, possibly made out of asbestos, had fallen down on top of the water heater, exposing the gases that come from it. The nails supported stucco, they gave away. So he called his handyman guy. 5 minutes, found a long piece of wood to hold it in place while they tried to figure out a new bracket. So they're working on that. And here he's got his grandkid there, and he's trying to pick up his other two grandkids to tape pieces of chocolate to the Christmas cards that he's going to drop in the doors of all his tenants. And his one grandson is supervising it. So he thinks he's got all his ducks in a row, and he picks up the other two grandchildren. And to reward them, he goes to this special store and bought him some treats. The owner of the store always gives the kids free ice cream. And then they wanted these little gifts, and I'm just seeing what else. And then finally, the water heater pipe venting problem got fixed. And it was a pretty non-event, but just another thing where you're just trying to live your life, and this is what being a landlord is and manager. So the guy's just charging him like $50, so he ended up getting him some gift certificates to a $100 Mexican restaurant, and just so they could, you know, give them a little bonus. So that's a day in the life of a landlord. My buddy Jeff. It'll be very interesting to see when he sells everything, he gets out of it, what's his life going to be like. To catch up on Amherst, a few weeks ago, there was a house that listed sold on Amherst. So I reached out to Judy Ignoff, who had Amherst Construction, Amherst, a 1031 intermediary, Amherst Exchange. Rob Ignoff, attorney, Judy, they were here for years. She closed the business down. They relocated to San Diego. So I reached out to her. I said, how did you come up with Amherst? Because the house just sold on Amherst. So apparently, Rob had a personal friend who sold a property on Amherst Street in Beverly Hills, and it required forming Amherst Condominiums, Inc. It was a complicated real estate deal. A couple of years later, Rob Ignoff decides to start and open up a qualified intermediary company to handle Rob's clients, 1031 Exchange. So they were trying to pick a name. They wanted something maybe that started with an A, beginning of the alphabet, and it was an unused corporation. And so they contacted their client, and they gifted him his LLC, and they renamed it Amherst Exchange Corporation. She keeps hoping someone would step into the exchange space in Santa Barbara. So the corporation is open. Now is completely inactive. Are you thinking of becoming a QI, she says. So the answer is no, but if you're thinking of becoming a QI, maybe we can introduce you and you could revive Amherst Exchange and get into that business. Final note, Kathy Yu is a wonderful realtor in my office. When I started the business in 88, she was marching up there. We had these MLS meetings once a week. She was pitching all these listings, and I'm thinking, wow, she's got a lot of listings, and she was just impressive. And you know what? It's almost 40 years. She still impresses me. And we were exchanging emails. She said, oh, you know, my friend Jim listens to the program. So, Jim, if you're listening and you want to buy and sell any real estate, Kathy said you should call me instead of her. That's how generous she is, Jim. Okay, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.